Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Negotiations continue on the massive jigsaw puzzle that is the upcoming state budget. Governor Tony Evers says he's had several meetings in recent days about the topic.
Literally yesterday, I think we met with 30 separate legislators. So it's not that we haven't been engaging, but we're just in the beginning part of this budget process.
Evers is standing by his plan to replace the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in Lincoln County with two facilities located in the Fox Valley and near Milwaukee, although some say the announcement of the sites was a surprise this week.
The Appleton area, Fox Valley area, and Milwaukee were always part of that. So maybe, you know, they may have forgotten in the meantime, but at the end of the day, those two areas of the state is where we're going to have our first two.
Evers doesn't rule out an announcement of a third facility in the near future. The closure was ordered by former Governor Scott Walker, who proposed constructing as many as seven county-run facilities across the state and repurposing Lincoln Hills as an adult jail specializing in drug and alcohol rehab. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officials want to strip gray wolves of their remaining federal protections and declare the species recovered following a decades-long restoration effort. The service's proposal was released today and would put wolves under state authority and allow hunting in more areas. The Associated Press first reported last week that the proposal was coming. Critics argue the move is premature, with wolves still absent across most of their historic range. Government officials say their goal was to protect against extinction, not restore wolves everywhere. Trapping, poisoning, and hunting exterminated wolves across most of the lower 48 states early last century. They bounced back under federal protection, and more than 6,000 now live in portions of nine states. A final decision on lifting protections will follow a public comment period. And the state Supreme Court says Wisconsin farmers don't need to sell crops to qualify for property tax breaks. The ruling today stems from a dispute over whether the Town of Delafield Board of Review properly reclassified two parcels owned by the Ogden family from agricultural to residential in 2016. The change resulted in the Ogden's property taxes jumping to $886,000. The board argued the Ogdens weren't commercial farmers, so the land couldn't be classified as agricultural. The family countered that they grow apples, hay, and Christmas trees on the land, agricultural uses as defined by the state Department of Revenue. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously that a business purpose isn't required for an agricultural classification. A Board of Review's attorney didn't immediately return a message for comment. And Milwaukee police have arrested the man wanted for killing the mother of his child, wounding a second woman, and abducting the toddler. But there's no sign that Darius Higgins was taken into custody Wednesday afternoon on Milwaukee's northwest side. A second person was arrested for harboring a fugitive. The girl is still missing, and an active Amber Alert remains in effect for her disappearance. Higgins is charged with fatally shooting Sierra Robinson and wounding another woman Monday afternoon. Taking a look at the weather forecast, there's cloudy skies in the afternoon forecast, 50% chance of showers, high near 51. Tonight, rain showers before midnight, then switching over to light snow showers, low around 27, but windy. And for Friday, 30% chance of snow showers, mainly in the morning, cloudy with temperatures holding at about 29 degrees. By the weekend, temperatures will be warming again. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.